And now, here's Jack.
Lily believed his mimicking dolphins would revolutionize the science of animal communication. For the first time, here was another species which seemed to be trying to make contact with us. And in 1961, he published a book revealing his findings.
Jack, what was your prediction in your book that caused such comment?
Lily's talking dolphins captured the public's imagination. But for one group of people, his work had special significance.
Okay, periscope is in. Ignition. Liftoff.
In the early 1960s, America was in the midst of a space race, launching satellites and spacecraft to the moon and planets. And surprisingly, Lilly's ideas chimed with this new space age. They'd caught the eye of a team of American astronomers who were searching for extraterrestrial life. They were led by Frank Drake.
It was a very exciting book because it had these new ideas, and particularly the idea that there could be creatures as intelligent and sophisticated in their thinking as us, and yet living in a far different milieu.
Drake and his team were part of an official government-funded project to use radio telescopes to listen for signals from other intelligent life in the galaxy. For them, Lily's work was potentially groundbreaking.
4, 3, 2.
Lily realized the astronomers' interest opened up an opportunity. America's space program was extremely well funded through NASA. Here was his chance to get funding for a whole new phase of research.
Lily brilliantly pitches the Space Administration on the idea that they need a model organism upon which to experiment for the prospect of an encounter with aliens.
NASA backed Lilly with many thousands of dollars, and with financial support from other government agencies like the US Navy, he commissioned the lab of his dreams.
At St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands stands a unique laboratory.
In 1961, Lilly built a white modern villa right on the shore of St. Thomas's, one of the American Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. This was the Dolphin House. Here, 1,000 miles from the American mainland, he would now focus on research into human communication with dolphins.